This is Tommy Dorsey with another Sunday evening rig featuring Stuart Foster and the Sentimenters. Buddy Rich, Charlie Shavers, and the rest of the members of the Dorsey Clavillage and Pinochle Club. Our guest this PM is the lovely star of 20th Century Fox Pictures, the lush cherry blonde, Vivian Blaine.
Goodness, Tommy. Do you always use those honeyed phrases when you talk?
Only when talking to a honey.
Oh, love that flattery. Tell me more.
Well, since we're getting along so well, how's about you and me cutting out on the tour of the night spot some not-too-distant moonlight?
Well, you'll have to see my agent about that.
Your agent? What's he got to do with your social engagements?
Plenty. He's my husband.
So your husband's your agent. Lucky fellow. He must love his work.
He says he does.
All this and 10%. Did he put you in pictures?
No, Tommy. I was singing in a nightclub when a studio scout saw me and signed me. After my first picture, the studio tore up my contract.
After my first picture, they tore up my contract, too.
They gave me a better contract.
They gave me confetti.
I saw your last picture, Tommy, and after the show, my husband said, "Now that's the way a trombone should sound."
How do you like the way I spoke my lines?
That's what he was referring to.
Well, before this gets around, I better grab that trombone and slide the boys over to the sunny side of the street. We'll pick the sentimentalists up en route. A couple of years ago, Waller Donaldson and Mort Green tapped out a tune that has taken a little while to catch on. It's a bucolic ballad named Nevada. We dug a disc of it recently, and we think you'll be hearing a lot of Nevada in the next few months. Heck, we hope so. This treatment of ours features Stuart Foster. Take it from there, Stuart.
Yes, sir, in just a moment. Miss Blaine, I was wondering, if I gave you a picture of me, would you give me one of you?
Would you like a full-length picture of me, Stuart?
No, just a big picture of your face.
And to think I taught him all I know about women.
Maybe he needs a more sophisticated instructor, Tommy. Have you ever read any of Noel Coward's plays, Stuart?
Noel Coward, dear girl? You prefer sophistication, eh? Well, I'll have you know, dear Noel and I are kinspirits. Pip-pip and all that sort of rot. A chitty-o.
Now, that's the kind of man I could really learn to love.
Chitty, uh-oh. What say to a spot dinner, a pipkin of port, and a joint of lamb at some... oh, some secluded joint?
Delighted.
Plaza?
Jolly. Champagne?
Rather.
Caviar?
Rather.
Breast of guinea hen?
Rather.
Rather.
Rather have hamburger. Rather hear you sing Nevada.
Nothing but heaven around us. We lost ourselves in a heavenly moonbeam till sunrise found us. We fell in love, oh, so badly in love in Nevada.
That was wonderful, Stuart. You know, next to Dick Haynes, you're my favorite singer.
Thank you, Miss Blaine. Next to Betty Grable,
Well, go on, Stuart.
Don't rush me. I like it here next to Betty Grable.
Well, move over. You're on Harry James's lap.
Stuart seems a bit starstruck, Tommy.
Yeah, he's been struck several times by him. He's quite a Flicker fan, too. I took him to see you in your new Technicolor picture, Nob Hill, the other day.
Speaking of Nob Hill, Tommy, I went to San Francisco for the premiere of the picture. I had a wonderful time. I took a trip around the bay, saw the Golden Gate.
Nice theater. We played there once.
Tommy, I'm talking about the seaway to San Francisco Bay. Did you know that historians believe Sir Francis Drake may have entered the bay as early as 1579 on the Pelican?
Couldn't he afford a ship?
The Pelican was the name of his ship. He later renamed it the Golden Hind.
The Golden Hind. What a beautiful name.
For a ship.
For a ham.
The Golden Hind. Can't you just see that little ship entering the bay?
1579 BD, before Dorsey. A tiny ship, captained by Sir Francis Drake, approaches the entrance to San Francisco Bay. It is a glorious spring evening. The setting sun plays its golden rays on the distant headlands. Inspired by this beautiful sight, Sir Francis Drake turns to a seaman and exclaims,
I say, it's golden! Gate.
Sir Francis Drake becomes the first Englishman to set foot in the waters of the Pacific. Conscious of his destiny as he wades ashore, he utters these immortal words.
Brrr, it's cold!
Welcome to San Francisco, me, Indian Princess.
I'm Sir Francis Drake, the navigator.
Hiya, Gator.
I say, a hep Indian.
Reet. Listen, hear Indian love call.
Indian love call?
Yes. Chief calling super chief.
Ah, senor. You just arrived on the ship, no?
I say, how did you find out? I told my men to hide my ship beyond yonder island.
Then pardon me, senor, but your ship is showing.
Ha ha ha! Who is this character, Princess?
He's Spanish explorer. Hernando de Foster de Soto.
My country is at war with Spain. In the name of England, I take you prisoner.
Release me. Release me. I am the great de Soto.
Sorry, old boy. We are not releasing any de Sotos this year.
For 2.5 centuries, San Francisco was a sleepy pueblo. On busy days, you could walk about the city and hear... Then the city was awakened. A new era is born, and everywhere is heard the cry,
gold, gold, gold. Hiya, Vivian Gale, looking for somebody?
Don't bother me. I'm looking for a handsome man.
Well, I ain't had time to pretty up. Been up in the hills. Been up in the hills digging gold, and I'm loaded with it.
Well, hello, handsome.
Well, that's more like it. I'm in town for a spree. My coat pockets are full of gold, and my pants pockets are full of gold. What would you like to do?
Turn you upside down.
In 1906, San Francisco is a great and thriving metropolis. In fact, business is so good, Metropolis opened a restaurant on the glittering Barbary Coast. There, nightly, beautiful Vi Blaine can be heard singing.
I have many, many beaux from whom I can't escape. Some admire my turned-up nose, some my lovely shape. Oh, my name is Kate. I'm from the Golden Gate, way out on San Francisco Bay. And I gave my heart away on a dreamy summer's day. Then we went canoeing and we did our wooing as we watched Lucille at play. On the golden strand, he won my hand on San Francisco Bay. Did you like that, broad and beamy?
Beautiful, Vi, you're wonderful. In fact, I love my wife, but oh, you kid.
Go away, chicken inspector. What do you like best about my singing?
What did you call me?
I called you chicken inspector, and I want to know what you like best about my singing.
Them purple tights you're wearing.
Why, I'll have you know that they're the latest 1906 fashion.
Well, how about a kiss? A real modern 1906 kiss.
Okay.
Baby, you sure can dish it out. Knocked me right out of my chair with that kiss.
That wasn't no kiss. That was an earthquake.
Thus we come to San Francisco today, a busy modern city. How changed. San Francisco 1906 had plenty of room, no hotels. San Francisco 1945 has plenty of hotels, no rooms. And not far from the place where Sir Francis Drake first set foot on the shore of San Francisco Bay stands a great, mighty shipyard where works Vivian the Velder and her foreman, Muscles O'Dorsey.
Vivian, my little Colleen, it's proud I am to be giving you this award. You've won it fair and square, and you well deserve it. It's the Army and the Navy E.
Because I got efficiency?
Because you've got everything.
And you ain't getting none of it.
Now, how can you be talking that way, Mavornin? Surely you know how I feel about you. Ah, me little welder, would you be giving me a kiss?
Well, I can't say no to the boss. Here's your kiss.
You should have taken off your welder's mask.
You know, Muscle, I've been working pretty hard. Don't you think I'm ready for a promotion?
Well, now, if you're real nice to me, I could fix it. I've got plenty of drag.
Yeah. Why don't you reduce?
I beg your pardon. I'm Stuart Grosvenor de Foster. My pater owns this plant. In fact, he planted it. In fact, he founded it the year I was born.
You want to read that one over, Stuart?
Quiet, my good man. I'll have you transferred to one of our other plants. In fact, I'll have you transplanted.
Oh. Is that so? You see this hand?
Are all your hands so hairy?
Why, I'll be blackening your eyes with it.
What's that?
That's the new whistle they installed in the plant today.
Well, what does it mean?
Sure, it means it's time for the swing shift to be taken over. Listen, here they come now. Second, and Jerome Kern, who was a great favorite with the dancers at the Pennsylvania Hotel where we were playing in 1939. That was the year these United States had two World's Fairs, one on San Francisco's Treasure Island and the other on New York City's Flushing Meadows. The fair was the place to take a girl, a girlfriend, on a balmy summer evening. And as a young couple strolled down a flower-bordered avenue at the fair, the girl would snuggle close and murmur,
"Oh, isn't it wonderful, Tommy? Walking around the fair like this?"
"Yeah. Walking along with you this way gives me the darnest feeling."
"What kind of a feeling, Tommy?"
"Makes my feet hurt."
"Well, we could sit down on the Ferris wheel. Tommy, if you and I took a ride on the Ferris wheel and we were way up on top in our own little gondola and nobody could see us, what would you do?"
"Well, I'd put my arms around you and hold on to you real tight."
"Why, Tommy?"
"So I wouldn't fall out."
"Well, all right. Where would you like to go?"
"To see the bubble dancer."
"Tommy, I'm surprised at you. I suppose you'd want to sit in the first row, too."
"Oh, no. I'd rather sit way back in the last row."
"But you can't see as well from there."
"Well, I can get better aim with my bean shooter."
"You're as pleasant as the morning and refreshing as the rain. Isn't it a pity that you're such a scatterbrain?
You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long."
"I like that, Tommy."
"You do? Good, let's go over to the bandstand. Maybe they'll play it for us."
"Promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment in time when all the things you are more." divine. When all the things you are
one of our old favorites, Song of India.
Forces Radio Service.